Rabbi said tonight, on the eve of Yom HaTzma'ut, coming out of Yom HaZikaron, I'd like to talk about something which I think is pertinent to Gantz Am Yisrael, Basher Heim, whatever their deis are, from a Hashkafic perspective and from a political perspective, Klape, the modern Medinat Yisrael. You know, I remember many years ago in camp, Meir Belsky was asked the Shiloh, what is the appropriate approach to the modern state of Israel? And Rabbi Belsky answered the question. And he said that after the War of Independence, obviously leading up to it, there was a lot of talk. But when it all actually became a reality and a decision needed to be made by the Gedolim, and we're talking about Gedolei Olam, Retvegin, the Chazon Ish, the Ponovitcher Rav, an American Gedolim, Moshe Feinstein, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, and Rabbi Aaron, all sorts of Chassidish Rebbes, Retvegin Gedolim from the previous Dor, Anshei Shem. And the overwhelming majority of the Gedolim felt that definitely at that point in time, Halachat Chilo, they felt it was a secular state, a modern state, all sorts of different shilas involved. But post facto, it was mamish, an overwhelming majority that felt that Avada, we, the Olam HaTorah, should take part in the foundation of the state of Israel. V'kachave, the front parties, all signed the Declaration of Independence. Ki Yedua was a whole Chakiro, how to start off, it was on an Erev Shabbos. There wasn't a lot of time, they wanted to finish it before Knesset Shabbos, that there shouldn't be Cholulo, any Chilul Shabbos involved in it, because it was Chilul Shabbos that could be prevented. It was before Shabbos. And they came up with the Shprach, the Frumer wanted, of course, that it should mention the Rebbeinu Shel Olam in the Declaration of Independence. But you had real Marxist socialists on the other side of the spectrum that were apikorsim gemurim, or close to it, and they didn't want any mention. And the achlata was to write Tzur Yisrael v'goyaloi, the Rock of Israel and its Redeemer. Also uns, that's a davar pashit, meriat vegan the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And to the meander, to those that don't believe yet, or didn't believe yet, can be whatever they wanted it to be. These are all side points. You know, Chazal tell us, L'olam, heavy mispal, B'shloim shel malchus, shel moli meira, ish es re'eyum chayim beloi. We're not talking about a tekufo that was, you know, David HaMelech was the Melech, or Shlomo HaMelech, or Verveis, Yeshayo HaMelech. We're not talking about such Malachim. We're talking about Malchus Beis Chashmeinoi, a Malchus that was horrible to the Olam HaTorah. A Malchus which corrupted the pulmonary system of Klal Yisrael, the Beis HaMikdash. And I thought Pichain. Zok the Mishnah, La'ilam have a misbal b'shloim mishamachos. Because if not for the rule of law that they provide, without the establishment, Yisraelim Chaim Paloi, the modern state of Israel, which whatever their intent might be in different takanos that they try to enforce in Eretz Yisrael for the Klal Am Yisrael and Befrat for the Bnei Torah, whatever their intentions might be, and even if it's not always the best intentions, they fund Torah also. They allow for Torah to flourish in a way that it hasn't flourished in thousands of years. Mamish since the Chorban Beis Hamikdash. It's a zikr. They deserve that minimal amount of heavy misbalo or shloim and shemalchus. But you know, with all that aside, there's something a little bit deeper, a little bit more important here. Remember, I used to look at the words of Hatikva. I would hear Hatikva, the Israeli national anthem, although it only became the national anthem in 2004. Payot Tzarik. It was always considered the national anthem since Naftali Hertz. And then fell and left Eretz Yisrael in the turn of the century. It became a popular song here in Eretz Yisrael already, before the founding of the State of Israel. He was a complex personality also. Went from being a misnagid to being a makubal and a chassid to being a maskil. And it looks like in Seif Chayev he settled somewhere in the middle. Very Zionistic. And the words, let's talk about what it says for a second. Kol b'leva p'nimo nefesh Yehudi haymiyo. Right? The wishes of the Yiddish heart. Fateh mizrach kadima ayin tzion tzefiyo. We look forward to Tzion, to Zion. Oid loy avda tikvosenu. We haven't lost our fervent hope. But you know, tikva isn't just a lashon of hope. We say, kaveh Hashem, kaveh Hashem. It's more of a, it has an aspect of trust within the word of tikva. A 2,000-year-old hope since the Chorban Beis Hamikdash by Sheni to return to Eretz Yisrael. To be a free nation in our land. Eretz Tzion Yerushalayim. So there's a taino that the Olam HaTorah has on it, that Liyosam Chavshi, what do you mean? They mean Chavshi, B'li Torah, B'li Mitzvah, so that an Olam Malchus Shemayim. But you know, I'm not convinced that that's what it means, and it's not what we have to think it means. Rabbi say, Chazal, tell us. This is Chazal. Gemara in Brachos, it's a Gemara in a Pyre, that Ritzaynenu la'asais ritzayincha. We want to do your ratzayin, Rebbeinu Shleilam. El mi ma'akiv. What causes us not to be able to? Sa'ar shibi'isa. The sourdough, the yeast. that's making the dough rise, that makes things seem, that makes our desires, our physical desires seem so amazingly great. Shibur Golius. And the reign, the rule of all the other nations over us. You know, one of the tainas that they have, the real liberal and secular of Israeli society have on Hatikva, that they have a few tainas, that it's too Jewish. But one of the tainas that they have is that we are an Am Chofshi Baritzenu already. So you see, they understand implicitly that there's still a tefillah, a bakasha, something which we're praying for within the national anthem. And that's the way it's written. It's written in a lashon of asid, of what we're looking towards. And while it's true that that's because it was written at the turn of the century, of the last century, it doesn't bother the nation in its entirety. Most of the nation is extremely comfortable with it. And it was only in 2004 that became the national anthem, and there were slight minor changes that were made to the Nusach over the years. But Zat geblibben a tefillah. And that's something that we want to be chofshi. We're still not chofshi, and nobody, means the biggest of the secular Zionists, still recognize that we don't have chofshiut, that we're bound by the international community, that we shake by the words of the presidents of the United States, Basher Haim, that we're constantly bothered by the deis of all the European leaders. And we have a constant fear, we live in a constant fear of all the Arab umais that surround us, which is the epitome of the galus, right? Tziva Hashem Yaakov. Tzav Sevivov. That will be Mesovov, that will be surrounded by our tsarim, by those who bother us, by those who taunt us and inflict us. And you know what? Maybe that's what we should have been thinking about when the modern country made a Yom HaZikaron. You don't have to be part of it. If you want to be part of it, you don't want to be part of it. You think it's the appropriate thing to do, not the appropriate thing to do. But to realize there were 60 soldiers that were added to it. So, you know, there are problems with the army, that's undebatable. Then the biggest problem, it's not serving our country and it's not serving a secular country. The biggest problem we have with going to the army is that you're taking dinei nefashos into your hands, and who's taking it into their hands? Not people that have their Ribbono Shel Olam as their first cheshbon. Chazal tell us that when David HaMelech made a war, okay, I'm not getting into all the fire and the kudus of Mechemes Mitzvah and Mechemes Rishos, it's not my time, this is what I heard from Rabbi Belsky, Zichreinu Levracha. But it's so true. that when you go into combat, to wars, everything that surrounds it, you know that you're taking into account so much that has to do with human lives on all sides of the equations. David HaMelech, when he had to make such equations, he went and he asked, he went after he made his decision, and went to the Sanhedrin, from the Sanhedrin to the Urim and Tumim. We're not talking about policing, about guarding. We're talking about being proactive. We're talking about making decisions in how to attack, in precisely how to defend. These are decisions of Pikuach Nefesh, of Dina Nefashis. Then, even if it's impractical to mamash have a Sanhedrin, but the Shikol has to be one of Halacha, of Das Torah, of what the Rabbeinu Shalom wants from us, not what we can show and we can do in Koichi Vaitzim Yati. And that's our biggest problem with it. And, you know, people talk about how Reb Shlomo Zalman went to Har Herzl to daven by the Kivrei Achayalim. And whether it's true or it's not true, it's zikr true that he was mechabir, the soldiers. And he had a tremendous amount of hakaras atayif to them. That's for sure. Because you know what? They are certainly trying their best to do what they think is right. And we all have one matar here. We all want the Geula Hasidah. We all want that full redemption. We're one big family that wants to come home to unzer tata, to our father, to the Rebbeinu Shalom, to his land, la'aretz asher eirnei Hashem elikecha bo ba'aretz, mireishis hashana, an achrus hashana. We all want to be here. We all want a beis hamikdash. We all want Hashiras Hashchino. We're all siblings yearning to come home, to rebuild our home. Different siblings might have different approaches, and not all the approaches are always right. But we have the right approach to do it through Torah and mitzvahs. And if our approach is right, which it is, it's what the Rebbeinu Shalom tells us is right, then our job as being part of this wonderful family called Am Yisrael isn't cholila, chas v'shalom, for a second to push away our siblings, but it's to be mekariv them and to show them and to teach them that things ought to be done al pi ritzein Hashem, Al pi teresenu akdaisha, val pi halacha. It's our job. It's the minimum that we have to do. And if we're so right, if we're the tzaddikim, which we are, we really, really are, we're staying steadfast to Rebbeinu Shalom in a world where it's not so pashut. The Rebbeinu Shalom says, "Zochartu lo chesed nu raich, avas kulo isoich, If nowadays, with the whole world at our fingertips, and the whole world being so corrupt, and the whole world being in such shambles, we go after Rabbeinu Shlomo. Without a shadow of a doubt, the Rabbeinu Shlomo appreciates it immensely. Immensely to Nachas Ruach, to the Rabbeinu Shalom Kibiyochel at Ein L'Shire. But if that's who we are, that's who we want to be, it's our job to be that big brother who sees all our siblings trying with all their Ritzinus. To do Ritzayin Hashem, to bring us back home, to rebuild our home, if we see that side of it, we'll understand that it's our job to be Mekar of them, that they should do it in the best way possible. And Bezus Hashem, that they will do it in the right way one day. We can't turn our backs on them. Have to show. Doesn't mean that there's never going to be arguments. Siblings can fight. The fights have to stay inside the family. You don't need to hang your dirty laundry outside. No matter how wrong your sibling is, there's no need to do that. It's very rare there's any reason to do that. And you have to have guaranteed results if you're going to do that. But we're not in that place. We can fight about it in all sorts of different forums. But we have to have and maintain that love, that chibo, for all of our brethren, basher him, wherever they are, and whatever they're doing, because we're right, and we have to be mekayer of them, to the Ritzayin HaBayri. The Rabbeinu Shalom has been so kind and so gracious to us to allow us to be able to come back to Arzeinu HaKdoisha. Meridik some sefer is pshat. By Rachel Imenu. Right? The Rabbeinu Shalom tells Rachel Imenu, Nihi koylech yubechi veinayich min dimo ki yesh sachar lepul asech. Shav banu gugvulam, shav umeretz oiveich. They'll come back from the enemy lands. They'll come back to their gvulim of Eretz Yisrael. But frektech sam seifer, are we really coming back to Eretz Yisrael? Because Rachel Menel, Rabbeinu Shalom already was Maftiach Avraham Avinu. These are things that are the gula sida. Tan Dvelyo goes into how it's minatayro. These things are something that we were promised and we were guaranteed. We can do Zion. How could it be that all of a sudden the Rabbeinu Shalom switches it to be Bezchus Rachel Imenu? Zok the Chacham Sofer that what the Rabbeinu Shalom was telling Rachel Imenu was that we'll be able to take a part in the Gula, that we'll come back even before the actual Gula to Eretz Yisrael, and we'll take part in bringing back the Gula and building our home. Meirdik is chus. Meirshem was meirdik kaitas. Nisim in a flies. Cholis bechol sham in zetos. Bechush. Hu ba'ay. We see it. We have to appreciate it. And we have to love. We're the big brothers. Be a good big brother. Good night.